And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Let's get right to it. The owners' meetings, the NFL annual meeting in Phoenix is done. What's the biggest story to come out of this week?
Well, I got a suntan. That's about it. And no, I exaggerate, but there wasn't a whole lot of hard news off the field. There was some extra point stuff, which I guess they're going to make some sort of tweaks. I kind of agree with Pete Prisco, who he had on Jaguars.com Live. I don't see why you have to change the game in that regard, but there's evidently some sort of move to it, and it looks like it's going to happen.
Well, two things I came away with. One, there were 13 different proposals to amend replay, and none of them passed.
Well, you don't want to amend replay.
Well, I don't either.
The spirit of replay was to get something that overturned obvious calls.
Objective
facts.
And
now they're trying to officiate it. And they're trying to make it for.
Right. They're trying to go from objective facts to subjective decisions.
Which that was never what it was all about.
No, it makes no sense whatsoever. I'll say this about the point after. 413 games I've covered for this franchise, and I have seen 14 missed extra points.
But so, you remember them all,
well,
it's cool.
Well, I remember everything that's stupid anyway, but one out of every 30 games there is one. So I don't have a problem with them trying to amend it to create some strategy or to make it more relevant because it's completely irrelevant right now except as a bathroom timeout.
But did you
people.
Worry about it for the last 10 years?
Well, I didn't worry about it, but
you worried
why not
about
change
it?
Well, no, I didn't. Not at all. I'm not a worrier.
Well, let's go on the field now. Biggest priority for the team moving forward on the field. Is it running back after all the DeMarco Murray business?
Well, it sure seems that way. Looking at your inbox these days.
In the inbox it is. You know, I'm not a huge running back guy. I mean, I don't dislike running backs personally, but I don't think it's
Well, I can
that
think of a couple
key.
You didn't like.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think it's still pass rusher. I think it's still the draft when you're looking for that. I think you're still looking for a pass rusher on the outside and still some interior line help. I think running back's going to happen, but I don't see it as a huge, huge need.
You know, I think that they covered a lot of bases in free agency. I'm not even sure pass rusher is the most pressing option. I mean, long-term future, yeah. I think I've mentioned if Leonard Williams is there, I take him. But other
yeah,
than
like
that, I'd be willing to back up a little bit here
that.
Or there. Yeah, if he's not there, I mean, there's a lot of different places where you can strengthen yourself, and I think that's one of the issues this team has is they've put themselves in a position to be able to take the best available player.
Yeah.
And remember, these guys have found Leos, right? These guys, meaning Gus and his group. And Leo's all over the place.
Right.
So,
if Williams is not there, we all feel for you, Brian.
Well, I have a very strong conviction about him.
Sounds like it.
You
yes.
Bet.
Perception of this organization, as we finish up, has really risen in the last year or so. And it was proven this week in Phoenix again. Every time you get together with the national media types, especially now after this free agency run for the Jaguars, arrows going up, it seems.
Well, again, I'm not as concerned about the national media types on the field as the fact that Shad Khan and Mark Lamping are both getting significant feedback over the stability, the structure of the franchise, and the fact that there's no Los Angeles talk. To me, that was the major theme at the meeting. I know I harped on it all week. But when you're not hearing that, it shows that what they're doing here that we've all seen is starting to resonate out there. And within league circles, that matters.
Talk is cheap. I'm from Missouri originally. It's the Show Me State. Mark Lamping is from St. Louis, Show Me State, right? They've shown. They've proved it.
All right. There you go.
You got it.
Well done, guys.
Brian Sexton said talk is cheap. Let's get to that next week.
On another rousing edition of Jags in the Roundtable.